going to Vatsityananda. What is that? 70? No, 68, no?
68.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Vishuddhinanda can read the story.
其实有一名阿利扎比丘原为训英师心生如此恶见知若如我知解世尊所说之法凡是世尊所说此等是障道法但行之亦不足以障道 众比丘闻之原为训英师之阿利刹比丘升起如此邪见如我不足以障道于是诸比丘至原为训英师之阿利刹比丘处如是言有阿利刹汝时生如此恶见如我 不足以障道也真正如是有如我知解世尊所说的凡是世尊所说此等是障道法行之亦不足以障道有阿利刹勿作是说勿诽谤世尊对世尊诽谤是不善世尊实未曾如是 作如是说有阿利刹世尊依种种方便所说障道之法确实障道而行此等障道法者足以障道也世尊说诸欲者乐未少苦痛多失望多于此处患难更多世尊说诸欲譬如
还不也痛苦多失望多此处患难更多世尊说诸欲诸如肉片乃至世尊说诸欲诸如草具乃至世尊说诸欲譬如火坑乃至世尊说诸欲譬如梦乃至世尊说诸欲譬如借用物乃至世尘说诸欲 譬如树果乃至世尊说诸欲譬如屠杀场乃至世尊说诸欲譬如刀戟乃至世尊说诸欲譬如蛇头痛苦多失望多于此处患难更多也原为训英师之阿利刹闻诸比丘如是说仍刚 人刚强固执直取恶见有我实知解世尊所说之法凡是世尊所说此是障道法行之亦不足以障道诸比丘因不能使原为训英师之阿利扎比丘以此邪见乃至世尊处以此是白世尊其实 世尊已是因缘令及比丘问原为诸训英师之阿利扎比丘曰据说汝时起如是恶见如是如我知解世尊不足以障道也世尊实然愚人汝究竟由谁 了知我教是如是之法也愚人我岂非以种种方便说障道之法是障道之法也行此足以障道也我说欲乐乐未少苦痛多失望多于此处患难更多 我说珠玉譬如骸骨，我说珠玉譬如蛇头，苦痛多，失望多，由此处患难更多。然愚人如有己之误解而诽谤我等，并且自破坏多积不善业，愚人此时导致长夜不利之苦痛，愚人此非令信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝当如此送此学处，任何比丘若作如是言，我如是知解世尊所说所说之事，下一个念什么？凡是世尊所说，此等是障道法，但行之亦不足以障道。诸比丘应对比丘作如是言，具受勿作如是言，勿诽谤世尊。对世尊诽谤实不善，世尊实不作如是说。有世尊以种种方便说之障道法，确是障道也，而行此等障道法足以障道。此比丘闻诸比丘如是言已，善固之者，诸比丘为令其舍弃恶见，应三次警告，至三次警告时，若舍则善，若不舍则巴吉迪亚。任何者，比丘之意如是语者言，我实知解世尊所说之法，不足以障道。诸比丘者，闻恶见之其他比丘，应向彼等曰：具受勿作如是言，足以障道，应二次言之，三次言之。若舍则善，若不舍则恶作。闻而不言者，恶作。当引彼比丘于僧中言之：具受勿作如是言，足以障道，应二次言之，三次言之。若舍则善，若不舍则恶作。此比丘者，与如是之比丘也。应劝告其比丘：诸比丘应如是见告，应由一聪明贤能之比丘于僧中畅言。大德僧请听，某甲比丘起如是之恶见，我知解世尊之不足以障道，彼不舍此恶见，若僧时机可者，则僧为时甲比丘舍其恶见而劝告之，如是表白。大德僧请听，某甲比丘不舍其恶见，僧为时某甲比丘舍其恶见而劝告之，诸大德中为劝告某甲比丘令舍其恶见，仁者默然，不仁者请说。我二次言此事，乃至我三次言此事，大德，不仁者请说。僧劝告某甲比丘令其舍其恶见矣，僧曰：是故默然，我如是之解。由白恶作二结魔与恶作结魔与净者，巴吉迪亚，于如法结魔有如法结魔想而不舍者，巴吉迪亚，于如法结魔有疑想，于如法结魔有非法结魔想而不舍者，巴吉迪亚，于非法结魔有如法结魔想恶作，于非法结魔有疑想恶作，于非法结魔有非法结魔想者不犯矣。未被劝告者、舍者、疯狂者、最初之犯行者不犯矣。
Finish. Okay, you can read also the Gangava Charani.
Okay.在第八，做升天解脱的障碍为障碍，那些障碍以业烦恼易熟诽谤辱骂违犯所致有五种，他在不见违犯淫欲的过失主张，如接触柔软的 书具等一般即使接触女人也是可以的在关于违反所知的障碍而说凡是习那些世尊所说的障碍法不足以构成障碍以各种法门以古所欲为欲贪欲譬喻为古所等各种原因朱比丘那位朱比库、那未比库在他们看见或听闻应如此劝告三次请居士不要如此说以及习行那些足以构成障碍在如此劝告而不舍弃者恶作即使听闻后而不劝告也犯恶作即使带领到僧中后也应以同样的再劝告 在那里把不舍弃以及在不劝告只是犯了另外的恶作如此劝告而不舍弃应当以体验第四的甘玛直到第三次劝戒或者从未舍弃再以白河二甘玛语恶作在甘玛语结束心堕落在沙瓦提 阿利塔开始在不舍恶见的故事制定共通制定无命名的三法心堕落在非法干嘛三法恶作为劝戒者舍弃者以及疯狂者等的罪在此有三种构成要素一如法干嘛二劝戒三 不舍弃等其等只与劝戒等起相似
Genau hier we have a special case with one monk who is called his name was Arita Arita he had some wrong view that's why the Buddha put out this rule how to deal with monks who have wrong views.
那个这个学术的那个是由于这个阿利塔地库开始然后这个也他这条学术制定也是那个佛陀就是如何来处理在那个僧团中出现这种有恶见的人
So now, according to the commentaries, this Arita, he was thinking that, look, the Buddha allowed monks to touch soft bed sheets, soft pillows, soft mattresses, soft clothes, soft robes. In silk robes and so forth. So he allows that. But he prohibits to touch women. This is what is the difference? Why he prohibits to touch women? And how he allows us not to touch soft bed sheets? He thought the Buddha is wrong. He can't understand. So therefore, he was telling that I can't see any difference. That to touch a woman or to touch a bed sheet is the same thing. So then the Buddha was wrong, it is about pleasures, sense of pleasures, kamas. It is wrong about sense of pleasures, what he did. Therefore, I don't see any obstacle. Obstruction. Andaraya obstruction for the monk who touches a woman or he touches a bed sheet. That his path is obstructed to get liberation from samsara. He was telling that.
He also?
That his path is obstructed to get liberation from samsara. Liberation.
Yeah, I know. He thinks if doing this is...
No problem.
No problem.
No obstruction. No obstruction. Antaraya. No antaraya. The door is not closed. The door is open for you to attain liberation.
Okay.
If you touch woman, no problem.
Yeah. yeah.
Again, I still.
Okay. No. Yeah.
That is his wrong view.
Yes.
You can explain.
Oh. 那个那这里面那个他的主要那个恶见呢，其实那个长老解释就是，他是说那个佛陀允许那个比如说使用护具啊，使用床单啊，使用一些那个柔软的袈裟呀，比如那个袈裟用丝绸做的，那个触起来也是很柔软的，那这种柔软的触感跟那个那为什么这种柔软的触感可以碰，但是女人不能碰。 然后他就认为啊，佛陀是错的，他就升起这样一个恶见，然后他进而他就觉得那个，就是说，既然两者没有什么差别，那触碰女人跟触碰这个都是没有什么差别的话，那触碰女人就不会成为那个升天或者是那个就是解脱轮回的障碍，就是升起这样的恶见。Okay.
So therefore, it is a matter, he is wrong views about sense of pleasure, about kamas.
Yes.
Okay. So the other bhikkhus, they try to advise him, but he doesn't listen.
Yes.
So then they can't do.
然后其他比库劝告他，然后但是他并不听，他并不听懂。
So therefore the Buddha put down a rule that if he does not give up, this monk doesn't give up his wrong view, it is pachiti offense. Pachiti.
然后那个佛陀就制定这条学术，就是那个如果他那个劝谏不放弃的话，那就是犯pachiti。Okay,
now if there are questions here. In the city, questions?
No questions.
If other bhikkhu, if bhikkhu A heard bhikkhu B write some wrong opinion, he talking about the wrong opinion, and so if bhikkhu A see and ignore it, so bhikkhu A for no.
About wrong view, it's called it is that. It is no offense, no dukkata, but wrong view. But if that, yesterday we have the rule, no? If that bhikkhu has fallen on Sangati says offense, if you hide, conceal, then maybe dukkata is called pachitya. About Sangati says offense, but about wrong view, no offense, no dukkata.
So, but in Gangavedana, a place, yes, so bhikkhu, that said, even after listen and then no advice is dukkata. What does this mean?
No, it is ye pasani ye sanani te hiti kadani ye matangu. No, it is a dukkata. If the other monks, tell him. Three times. Advise that bhikkhu B, who has bad views.
Yes.
Advising, don't tell like that. So, and then, even if he advised like that, he does not give up. Bhikkhu B does not give up. Then it's dukkata for the bhikkhu B. You see? Bhikkhu B has wrong view. Okay?
Yes.
Wrong view.
Yes.
Other monks, they hear that he has wrong view. And they advise him.
Yes, advise him.
Up to three times.
Yes.
He does not give, bhikkhu B does not give wrong view.
Yeah.
And then dukkata for bhikkhu B.
Yes.
But not dukkata for bhikkhu other bhikkhu.
And next sentence.
sutra. Avadantana vidugata.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Offensive, they don't, other monks they listen, but he doesn't. But this is the case of a monk, yes, sorry. This is the case of a monk, he goes openly, tells openly.
Openly?
Openly.
Oh, like broadcasting?
Yeah, like broadcasting. So if other monk should, in that case, should act, should tell. Should tell him, don't tell like that. So if they don't tell, look at them. Your example was. Like if you hear a monk tell like that, and if you don't tell, advise him, look at it. Because no, it's not broadcasting now.
In private, it's he talking in private.
Private, and so
it's okay. Okay.
It's not dukkata, because some monks, they have also wrong view, you can't argue with them sometimes.
Yes.
But if they propagate, they tell again and again. They go inside the sadhana sala and they tell to everybody like So then of course the monk should tell him, advise him, don't tell like that. So if they don't tell, it's dukkata offense, according to this rule.
Okay.
You can explain.
Okay, I first, 然后那个在《游惑度陀》里面就是朱比库，然后那位比库那一段，最后一句也有一个即使听闻后而不劝告也犯恶作。然后我问长老这个到底是什么意思，长老的解释呢就是说，如果是你听到比其他比库在私下里讨论，这个没有必要说一定去上前劝告，因为这个容易产生争论。但如果说他在那个戒堂的托钵堂这个地方， 他向广播演公开的宣告，那这种影响力很大。那这种情况的话，如果你不去劝，就犯了。OK，有疑问，我想补充问一下。So one day, if senior bhikkhu doing speaking some wrong views in public, and if junior monk see that, junior bhikkhu see that, it's better to inform his teacher about that, or just to advise him directly.
You have to see the time, proper time, and the proper place also.
Proper place, yeah.
Place as well, because if that bhikkhu he is giving a dhamma talk in front of many people. Especially, lay people, for example, and you, samanera, or junior monk, he listens. In that moment, it's because many people there, it's difficult to tell.
Yes.
To stop during dhamma talk.
Yes.
So, but later on, of course, the junior monk can, if he likes, he can approach that other monk. He cannot tell, Pandey is not correct or that. But if he has not the strength to do so, it's better to inform some other more senior monk.
Yes.
To inform other senior monks. So that the senior monks can advise him. So then it depends on the situation. It depends on the place, the time, and the person. Some then senior monks, they are very arrogant. arrogant means conceited.
Conceited.
They don't like to get advice.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes.
So they were. It is maybe it is not suitable to talk.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
If during the Dhamma talk moment, if he do nothing and said it's none of my business, it will do that. If the junior monk.
If junior monk?
Junior bhikkhu. Hearing the senior bhikkhu give the Dhamma talk, but maybe some, he make sure that there's a wrong opinion. So
yes, if it is related, this kind of wrong view, yes.
Uh-huh.
This right, wrong view.
Oh, oh.
Yes, uh-huh. About this wrong view.
Oh, this kind of wrong
view. Yeah, this kind of wrong view.
Uh-huh.
That is dukkha.
Uh-huh.
Because if it is about other wrong view,
uh-huh.
For example, now some Western monks, they don't believe rebirth.
Rebirth.
They don't know, that is just no silly story, they will tell like that.
Uh-huh.
So the Buddha never told about rebirth, they will tell.
Uh-huh.
They tell wrong views, no?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So then, in that case now, it's called, if he is already in this Sangha, within this Sangha,
uh-huh.
You can actually inform other monks that this uh-huh. monk is wrong view.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So then, you can inform other monks so that they can take action.
Uh-huh.
But especially if he tells about these things,
uh-huh.
that sensual pleasures,
yes.
Enjoy sensual pleasure, touching woman, also no problem.
Uh-huh.
He tells lay people like that.
Uh-huh.
If monks touch woman, no problem. So uh-huh. He tells that, hey, of course, they have to inform the whole Sangha.
Uh-huh.
They have to, all the Sangha has to take action.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Especially about the sense of pleasure, this kind of wrong view,
oh,
we have to talk.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, okay. 然后我又跟长老补充了问一个问题，就是如果说那个下座比库遇到上座比库在做这种事情，这就是他在公开场合在宣说一些不正确的这种观点的时候，然后呢，那个长老说，那这个时候要看这个时机。 当然，那个直接劝谏的话，那个可能这个下座就去法力场，所以找一些其他的上座比库去来劝谏他，这是更好的。然后那个当然那个就是长老也说，就是关于这个错见的问题，这个错见的问题呢，这里边那个提到的一定要劝告的这种错见是指的是。 关于娱乐享受，他不会成为这种障碍，不会成为障道，然后来鼓励娱乐，那这种情况，这是针对这样的一个错见。如果说他只是说那个，比如说不想一些西方的比库他不相信轮回，那这种情况的话，就是那个没有比刚才他鼓励娱乐那个那么严重。 所以，但是那个通知一下其他上座，来劝告他一下，这样比较好。然后长老举了一个例子，就是说，如果说这个他是在，这个上座比库正在给那个居士们在开示佛法里面提到的这样的一个观点，就是比如鼓励娱乐，然后这个不会说是比库可以触碰，是没有问题的，就是提到类似这样的这种这样的话的话。
那这个时候他最好在第一时间去找上座，然后来去处理这件事情。而且通常这种事情，可能会动用整个僧团的力量来去劝谏他。
你那个第一个问题啊，
就是说听闻后不劝告恶作，就是说你现在不解释到现在嘛？
啊，对对对。
如果碰到大乘佛教，在公共场合对居士在那里说。 一些，就是说他认为是对的东西，那怎么可处理？你不可能上去跟他争啊，还是就是说过了，但是你犯恶作。
他们是居士。
啊？
他们是居士，他们不是出家人，他们不是大乘的。
不是，
他并不是。
他没有比丘证。
你也不用去问他，
就是这什么比库嘛？
我需要我问一下吗？如果我问一下。
OK，
那就是什么罪都没有，就过就可以。
我还帮你问一下吧。
这个问题我觉得太
帮你让他忘记了。 ask. He wants to make sure if we see some Mahayana bhikkhu, Mahayana monk, Mahayana bhikkhu, to say something, it's definitely it's wrong view, and especially about sensual pleasure like that. And so he said, and it's no need for us to argue with them, because we discussed the Mahayana monk, we can see them as lay people, right?
Yes, they are not bhikkhus like, bhikkhu means Theravada monk who has been ordained probably. Probably means in the suitable way.
Yeah.
Okay. 这里的比库是上座部的如法程序的比库。如法程序，那如果你不确定，你不管是什么恶是吧？你明白我的意思啊？就是对他的身份是吧？对，你不能确定他到底如法。如果是泰国的黄色袈裟，你怎么知道他是？
问一下，这个时候是法，就是对那个达上者有，就对这个达上者那个身份有影响。就是四院派，maybe四院派，他这里不是四院派，CT桑格，maybe CT桑格，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来，他来， procedure, maybe he has some problem. We question his bhikkhu state. In that case, what should we do?
The thing is, like you say, it should be better to the same community.
Same community.
Like you see, if you listen to the radio, sometimes radio, some monks wrong you, some monks they wrong you. Oh, every time you open the radio, some you wrong you. You can't just run after these monks to find them and to call them, to advise them.
Yes.
And the same way, no, other monks they come from outside. Some they also might have wrong you. If they try to broadcast inside the monastery, they try to distribute news, some books, and so on. Of course, it is. Then, of course, some guys will take action. The monks should talk. But other monks who come from outside, and so on, if they do like that. No, but if they all, you meet one monk on the street, and he has wrong view. You can advise him if you like, but you can also keep quiet because sometimes you don't know. Well, you don't know this person. You don't know this monk. Uh-huh. Maybe he's violent monk.
Violent,
aggressive.
Yes.
So therefore now you just keep quiet in that case.
Okay.
No. Outsiders, they are called outside.
Outside.
But the same community. You have to talk.
Okay. 就是说那个就是一个团体的，就是这一个僧团，就是比如说像我们罗浮林的一个体内的范围，这种的，尤其在我们寺院这个范围内，这一个范围内的，这个通常是这个是适用的，就是在这个时候我们要劝诫。那如果是外面的，咱们举个例子，如果我们打开收音机，听那个。 收音机里边那些比库在讲话的时候，那各种各样的出现，那我们不可能去找到那个电台去把那比库找来，然后劝谏他，这是不可能的事情，那就好了。然后那个，如果是路遇一个比库，然后那个他就在那儿那个在讲一些公开的讲一些东西，那我们对他也不知根不知底儿，或者他有可能是一个很有攻击性的那种崇尚暴力的一个比库。 万一劝两句他打我们，那这种情况也是不需要去，我们只是保持沉默走开就好。
You can tell him Thai monks. Thai monks.
Yes, Thailand.
They are more strict than Sri Lanka monks about women.
More
women.
More strict
strict
about women than Sri Lanka monks. So then if they, for example, if they, woman wants to offer Uma a bhikkhu, the bhikkhu has to take some handkerchief. Handkerchief and take. He can't take directly from the woman's hand. He will tell, put on the handkerchief. He will tell the bhikkhu has a handkerchief and tell the woman put that. And he will touch the handkerchief. He will never ask for it. Therefore, Thai bhikkhu is no problem. But in Burmese bhikkhus about these matters, Burmese bhikkhus about women, maybe they are scholars. I don't know about Burma. But you can tell because about Thailand people, they are very strict.
就是但是有一点就是大家不是太担心就是说像泰国那一派的比库他们在女人方面是更严格就是他们是更严格如果是有女居士来供养的话他们会拿一个手绢在这放着然后手摸的那个手绢让他把东西物品放在手绢这样他不会直接用手就是直接接嗯这样
所以不用太担心然后至于缅甸然后这个不太清楚不是关键我想问一下那个烦恼障对烦恼障都是指啥呀一般就是那个五种障里面那个烦恼障对它通常都指什么东西呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃呃 there's five kinds of five kinds of antaratta, right? Karma and defilements. And
which book?
Kankamidana.
Karma, Andaraika. Karma, Kilesa, Vipaka.
Yeah.
Upavata, Panyadi, Panchavida.
Kilesa.
Karma, Kilesa.
This is Ning Fanda. Yeah, I
have
Shang. How many go?
Shang, this is.
It's second and third. And third.
Second, Kilesa.
Kilesa and.
Vipaka.
Vipaka, yeah. Kilesa and Vipaka.
He need explanation. Maybe Vinaya note?
Kamandaraika means? It's called here. If you see Vinaya notes, yeah, you see Vinaya notes, table 68.
Table 68. Yeah. 68. 68. 68. 五种障道吗?
So now he says antaraika dhammas, no?
Antaraika
means they are obstructing for to go to heaven or to get jhana, vipassana, bhagavala and so forth. Okay, that's called antaraika. Now we first explain this.
Okay.
This is the meaning of antaraika, okay?
It's the jhana.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Sugati. Sugati is one. Sugati means to go in heaven.
Heaven.
Heaven and heaven you go to be like in deva, to be reborn as a deva.
Yes.
Antaraika.
Antaraika.
And then to be reborn as a human being.
Human
again. Antaraika.
Antaraika.
Human being and deva.
Deva.
To be reborn as a human being and deva. Antaraika. It's called Sugati Antaraika.
Sugati Antaraika.
And then Moka Antaraika. Moka means to get liberation.
Liberation
for jhana,
jhana,
vipassana, magapala,
magapala.
That is what that is There are two andarayikas, okay? Sugati and Moka. So now here and we have five kinds of this andarayika. Five kinds. How? This is called, for example, first is karma.
Karma.
How karma can become obstacle for somebody to be reborn as a human or a deva or to attain jhana and so forth. Okay? You see, now, for example,
parents.
One is killed. One's parents. Okay. One is wounded. The tathagata. One is made a sanghabeda. And so forth. There are five kinds of karma which prevent oneself to attain to reborn as a human being or the deva or to attain jhana. That is number one.
就是第一种，就是第一个业障，就是这个无无间罪，造作这个无间罪会导致那个投生人天和那个解脱的障碍。Okay,
the second is defilements, kilesas. Okay. Now these are wrong views.
Wrong views.
And one wrong view it is about what Arita, the Bhikkhu Arita has about karma. Karmas, that karmas are not, there is nothing wrong with karmas, nothing wrong to touch woman. That is one definement, it belongs to the definement. These are the wrong views.
那个就是这个邪见在那个律藏里面这一条就是指的是那个阿丽塔申请的那个恶见主要就是那个邪见主要就是他认为触碰女人这样的一个那种这种欲望的那种享乐，这种方面呢，他不会成为那个障碍，这他觉得这个没什么，他这个思想就是一种邪见。
就是其实我想说，佛陀就是提到的那些邪见，通常哪几种比较就是常说的。
About this part, Bandai industry need more examples about the wrong views. About wrong views.
Yeah, there are other wrong views also. Now, for example, there are also wrong views about believing in devas, believing in God, Oh, I don't need to meditate. I don't need to practice. If I pray to God, the God will give me everything. So they're like Hindus, Christians, Muslims, they do like that. If I pray five times a day to God, God will give me everything. I'm going to the Devaloka. I don't need to protect Sila. Panatipata, Adinatana, so no need. If I go to God, God will wash my sins. Take a washing machine. Wash my sins. So, if I jump in the Ganges River, all my sins, bad karma will go.
Ganga
River.
Ganga River. 基督教、伊斯兰教，这几种教里面，他们说你只要每天向上帝祈祷，向什么真主祈祷，向你的神祈祷，就是悲观或者是God，就是天神或者上帝这一类的，不管多神还是一神的，只要你每天祈祷，祈祷五次，然后你就不需要持戒，什么杀生、偷盗随便做，因为你只要祈祷，那个神就能帮你洗清你的罪业。 啊，就是有这种，然后他就他也不禅修，也不持戒，然后他就觉得他自己能够升到天上，啊，这就是这种错见，也包括就是一些印度人他迷信那个恒河，他觉得到恒河那儿洗澡能洗去他的一身罪孽，啊就是这种关于消业的这种错见，啊。
So there are also other views. Now, for example, that only sila, if only you have sila is good enough.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to meditate.
Uh-huh.
Like that you should not meditate. Someone will tell only sila is good enough.
Uh-huh.
Then slowly you will attain liberation like that.
Uh-huh.
So then, and then that is also wrong view.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
That is another example.
Uh-huh. So it, that opinion also can be...
Wrong view, because you...
Yeah, wrong view, and also can stop him to go to heaven and... rebirth in heaven or rebirth heaven.
Yeah, to attend for mokka, to get liberation from
uh-huh.
samsara.
Uh-huh.
Only sila won't help.
I mean, if this monk spread this kind of wrong view or exist this kind of wrong view, can he rebirth in heaven or man?
He can be reborn maybe because if he protects his sila well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he for mokka, it is for mokka. Mokka means liberation.
Liberation. Okay, mokka. Yeah. 可能有一些那个尊者，有一些出家人，他说，你只要持戒就好了，那个不需要人那个禅修，然后你只要把戒收好了，然后一点一点的，你就自然就那个能够解脱，那这种人，这种也是一种错见，当然，然后我又追问长老说，那如果持这种错见的人，他能不能投生人天？长老说，如果他的戒持得很好的话，他是可以投生人天，但是解脱是不行。
So another idea is wrong view is that that usually people whether they do good actions or bad actions
uh-huh.
there is no result.
No result.
The result is just random. It's not because random means accident by accident it happens.
Everything happens by accident.
Uh-huh. It's not because you have done something
random,
good,
random.
Bad, you have to get something bad.
Yes,
everything
yes.
accidental.
Yeah.
That is also wrong view.
Uh-huh. 还有一种就是他不信那个业果，啊，他觉得他无论做好事和做坏事都没有什么结果，而所谓的这些果报，他认为这些只是随机发生的。只是这种那个意外产生的这种的，他并不觉得这是有因有缘的，嗯。
So there are many other wrong views, okay, but these are the main things. And another wrong view it is that now everything is happens because of past karma.
Past karma. Yeah.
Like, for example, the giants, they believe like that.
Giants.
There are some religion in the giants, Mahavira.
Mahavira.
You got another book?
They believe
that yes, because everything happens because of
past karma.
So then,
and
therefore you can't do anything. You can't help.
Whatever you do, the karma is fixed.
Fixed. Uh-huh. You can't help now.
Uh-huh.
You can't do anything.
Uh-huh.
So it is your destiny. The word destiny.
Destiny
to suffer. Because you can't help.
Uh-huh.
If you have to suffer, you can't help. You have to help to suffer. Finish.
Okay.
You can't help anything.
Uh-huh.
So by having this kind of view,
uh-huh.
these people never make any effort.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Effort.
Yes.
to create good karma.
Yes.
Because they think, okay, because I'm suffering because of bad karma, therefore past karma, then I can't do anything. I can't help.
Uh-huh.
So that is also wrong view.
Uh-huh. 那个还有一种就是那个耆那教他们大学生提到的一种观点，就是我们的一生就已经是注定的，是由过去生的业来注定的。这种注定的那个这种这样，你无论你做什么都是不会改变什么的。他们是持有这种观点的。然后人们接受了这种观点之后，就会失去动力，他不会，他做任何事都是消极的，不会努力。
OK, ya se examinó. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is called vipaka.
Vipaka.
The vipaka. Vipaka means if one has been reborn as a disqualified human being.
Disqualified
human being.
Yes.
Now, for example, one is blind.
Blind.
Okay. One is deaf.
Deaf.
One is, can't talk.
Like
dumb. So, one is lame. Lame means born like that. It's
called lame.
Okay.
Lame, L-A-M-E?
Lame means, they have some sicknesses. Bad sicknesses, anyway.
Lame, yeah.
So, and then one is napunsaka, means napunsaka, and one is... One is no man, no woman.
No man, no woman.
So
no sex.
No sex, like that.
No sex.
So all these are actually karma vipaka. That karma vipaka, because you have been born like that, it can't. If you are blind, for example, you can't communicate. You can't know. That's called, you don't know how to protect your sila, you don't know how to practice meditation.
Yes.
So that you can't learn the Dhamma, you can't practice. Uh-huh. So that becomes, this vipaka, karma vipaka becomes an obstacle, antarayika, for you to practice something good, to develop good karma and for the future. To attain, to be reborn again as a human being, or to be reborn as a, to attain jhanas and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Become antarayika.
Uh-huh.So it's
physical problems.
Physical problem.
That's called.
But it's hard. Not is it impossible to maybe maybe someone he is blind but he's very kind-hearted.
Very kind-hearted, but you know that is different.
Monka is.
It is because of karma vipaka, he can't study, he can't learn the Dhamma. Because he can't be ordained.
Yeah.
No ordination.
Oh, no ordination. Yes.
So that is antarayika.
So maybe he reverses in the heaven, maybe that's possible. But monka is impossible.
Yes, can be old, but nothing sure.
Nothing sure. Okay.
Most of the people, we don't have good examples of lay people. Anyway, this is antarayika, this karma vipaka.
这种就是属于是那个就是狗爆炸，那这种人他那个就是学法上是有障碍的，所以就是当然我问长老就是说那个他们那个能不能他们升天应该是还是有可能，但是那个解脱是不是主要是在解脱方面讲的，然后长老说那个对，就是说那个就是升天这种东西，因为他是很多是不确定的，关键他只要有善业就可以了，
有一点，佛陀说那个文法的八障品，他说八种障品，比如非想非念，非想非念，
就是文法，
四五色界，
就是那叫什么，那个
八难，
八难啊，那叫八难，对，
就是困难，
你说包括在这里面是吗？
对，那个算不算一个可困之地？
生于地狱，生于畜生，恶鬼，然后长寿天，生于边国无知，所以生于中国，但有然有邪见，颠倒见，这几个是吧？刚才我答过这几个。
Abundant about there are eight kind of difficulties, and for people for the sata the creature to hearing about Dhamma, it's like maybe in the heaven.And animal, and also as a ghost, and this Tika you come, Deva, very long life, Deva.
Are.
And also Pacha.
They are born in different countries. Outside India.
Outside India. Yes. Outside India.
Ah, yes, yes.
And
like China.
Maybe China is close to the Indian border.
Yes,
China
is
always China.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 kind of.
Okay.
And is this including the Vipaka?
It's not, you can't tell people. Now, this is special, for example, one has physical problems. Physical. Because now, even if you are born in China, one can come in India and study. That is not the place where you are born. But it is the physical characteristics. Now, for example, blind, so difficult, school. You can't travel, you can't, if you are deaf, you can't talk. Other people will all the time push you aside, they don't like you.
Yes.
So then this is antarayika.
Antarayika.
No teacher is going to teach you. So the parents also they don't like. They will push. So nobody is going to support you. So these are the people who are, for example, crippled. If you are born a cripple, one can't walk. All people they don't. Village people, the villagers also don't like. Parents also don't like. They will tell the child, go. So the child feels very weak. He can't think, he can't develop. Sometimes in the school also they will try to push the children away. So these are physical problems.
Physical problems. Okay?
Of course, now this is not under. These are also obstacles. These eight things are obstacles, but not like this, not vipaka, like karma vipaka. These are serious under.
Serious
under. These are not very serious.
Oh.
Okay.
那个总体来讲就是那个八难它不是特别严重，但是那个我们提到这五种障道法的话是非常严重的，因为比如说就如果就是一个天生就是一个瘸腿的那个瘸子的跛脚的那个小孩，那个村民不喜欢他，父母也不喜欢他，然后他因为从小他的生长环境大家都嫌弃他，他的那个思想，他的那个心力就很弱。他的思维能力是很弱的，他所以那个就是大家都不喜欢，即便是送到学校，可能很多学校都不要他。那这种孩子就是他在学法的时候就会失去，就是他那个力量就会缺失很多。
要出什么轨道？轨道的寿命是不限定的。
就是您是想问那个？
我说你投身为人就已经是属于非常殊胜的了，投身到轨道那个寿命，可是终身是恶鬼，寿命都是不确定的。听闻不了佛法。那个如果你就是投身到
那个长老应该是指的是那个，就是那几种里边的人界里边。
好，投身到人界就够了。我知道你。
还有其他的吗？
我想问一下长老，在那个绿藏里面。
Oh, you have not finished the Andaraika. Yeah, Andaraika.
还没完事。哦，没完事。 Okay.
So now number four.
Number four.
Accusing. Arya Pugala.
Arya person. Yes.
It's called Upavada. Upavada in Pali. So then number five. And breaking the rules of the Buddha intentionally. Okay?
Yes.
It was Andaraika. Now this number five. It is what is intended in this rule. It is intended in this number 68 rule. It is this breaking the rules of the Buddha intentionally.
It's number
68. Is about this Andaraika. Number five.
Number five. It's also number five.
Only number five.
Only number five. And in number four, in number four, he speaks some bad of the Arya Pugala, and it's not only in speaking, but also in mind and thinking also can.
No. Accusing is accuse you verbally accuse.
What?
Verbally, it was a mouth.
Use
you
mouth.
Accuse.
Oh, okay. 那个。 第四个就是毁谤障，这毁谤就是那个诽谤圣者，这个我跟长老又确定了一下，就是如果单纯在心里面，长老说这个是不算的，他一定要说出来就算。然后那个第五个那个违定障，就是我们这条学术里面讲的那个人，他主要他的那个这个就是违定障。
So, okay, you explain.
Yeah,
explain. All right. 在那个绿藏里面，然后那个就是比库劝谏他的时候，然后就是提到了，就是世尊曾经说过那个欲乐的祸患，然后就是说世尊曾经给了很多比喻，比如像肉片啊，像骨头啊，就这些。 比喻是在那个哪部经里面有比较详细的？
就是处理那个解释。我猜可能是在某部经典里有。In Vinaya Pitaka, before the rules, before in the story, Vinaya Pitaka.
Okay, Vinaya Pitaka.
And the story, last part of the story is about the rules. It's this. And before this, maybe in this part, it give a lot of, how to say, 比喻. They give a lot of something about what Lord Buddha described the karma.
Similes, like
the bones, like the flesh pieces, such as that. Pandey Visuddhinanda want to know in this kind of similes, which part or which sutta can he find and to find the explanation that in details. He want to read about that.
There is some sutta in Anguttara Nikaya. I will find the sutta and tell him. I can find the sutta and tell him.
Okay.
So.
下一条是哪一条？
69. Next. No other question. Finish.
问题都完事儿。
All right. So now you must know that now this Pachitya takes place after the kama vacha. Kama vacha.
Ah, okay.
If no kama vacha, no pachitya.
Hey,
ah,
yeah. Oh,
大家注意这个这一条主要就是说关于是那个他那个恶见那个核心就是在于欲望欲望的那个就是五种感官欲乐，如果不是跟感官欲乐相关的，那就不犯法怎么样？不是他不是这个意思，就是这样。他不犯长老的意思是这条戒。 怎么才能犯？是要生团三次正式干嘛以后才能犯？他刚刚的意思是这个，对，三次干嘛？哦，那我听了。三次干嘛？三次干嘛以后才成立？他的法界，不要紧，不要紧，我听到可以补充吗？
就是他说那个三次干嘛？
正式见告了才犯。
啊，对，
没有这个见告，你吃邪见，不是你自己业的问题，
对。
没有把这个问题。
OK，
next。法师，博士正在舍卫生，其数及故土的，其实六行与库之，知之而于如是说恶见，不受法之处分，不舍成见者，阿利扎比库共事，共住或共宿，诸佛库中少病者非难，何以六行不知而知之而共事，共住或共宿，乃至诸比库。 吾等识之之共识共住或共夫耶，实然是真。佛世尊呼者，愚人，吾等何以知之共识共住或共夫耶？愚人，此非令未尽者生心，乃至诸比库。吾等如当如是诵此学说，任何理库，知之而于如是说恶见，不受法之处分，不舍成见者共识共住或共夫者，八吉吉耶。 任何者，不知以知者，知之或他人以或自疑。如是说恶见者，我如是知解世尊所说之法是世尊所说，此等是障道。但行之既不足以障道，若如是之说者，不受法之处分者，被取罪而未悔，不清净解罪者，不舍成见者，未舍持见者。 于共事者，共事有两种：实共事与法共事。实共事者将食物给予或受取者，法吉迪亚；法共事者未必送法或令送法，依据而送或令送者，拒取法吉迪亚。依此而送或令送者，自知法吉迪亚。共住者与被取罪者共护善，自意或作生寂寞者，法吉迪亚；共护者。 或共处者，与同一处排处，被举罪者手握处，彼彼处握之，阿吉迦。彼处之握处，被举罪者握之，阿吉迦。两者共握之，阿吉迦。起立之后再三握之，各阿吉迦。与被举罪，与被者有被举。 者想而共事，共住或共处者，法界。与被举者有影响，若作；与被举者有非被举者想不犯也。与非被举者有非举者想，若作；与非被举者有影响者，若作；与非被举者有影响者，若作；与非被举者有非被举者想不犯也。 知非被举者，知被举而解罪者，知舍其见者，是方者非出不犯行者不犯也。大哥，大哥。OK。在第九如主张，我如实世尊的法主张，本主张，为如法作之罪，如法称为在不见或不忏罪或不舍的见有如。 法为那样而罪者，在见而随顺，依法或而作解罪。凡是为作那称为解罪的如法随法，此名为为如法作解罪。以如此和那样一起去之意，假如共同受用，假如饮食共受用或法共受用。 假如碰住，假如作物沙塔等生存的，假如不住，即使在不同进行界，假如在同一屋不该做躺卧，始终在共受用饮食，即使饮食很多，以一家行方便而给予或接受者断一心堕落，在有中断而给予或接受者，在每家行心堕落，在法共受用，以具等或送说事或令送并说说事者，在具法学处所说的方式结罪，在共住以斑马结说而结心堕落，在同住在躺卧以对他人躺卧的家禽而结罪数，同时如此罪的限定区分，在沙瓦基六千米库开始与在阿利扎菩提库共同受用的护持之顶，共同之顶无命令的，在已被举罪者存疑者，在未被举罪者存已被举罪者和疑者各就，在已被和未被举罪两者存未被举罪者想啊知道已被举罪或已舍弃该见者以及疯狂者等无罪。这里有此三种构成要素：一、未如法作举罪；二、知道；三、做共同收入的等起等与不允许学术等起相似，而此学术为治罪三心三手内学。
So then now here about the Aditya Bhikkhu. He actually also the Buddha put down the rule that the bhikkhus should make a kama vacha for him. Ultimately he fell into pachitya. And he did not give up, did not give his view. Later the monks they suspended him. They make it another Vinayakama is called Okepaniya Vinayakama. To suspend him from the Sangha. Suspending means to put him outside of the Sangha.
Uh-huh.
Yet it's not mentioned. It's not mentioned yet.
Oh, it must
be. But it's mentioned in Chula Bhagavad. Chula Bhagavad.
Oh.
So because he did not give up his view, now the Buddha told the monks to make him Okepaniyakam, to suspend him. Suspend him from regular monk. That is in Chula Bhagavad the story. Okay? So therefore now Aritta Bhikkhu, he fall into Pachiti offense. Also he fall into Pachiti offense. He did not give up his view. And then the Buddha told the bhikkhus to make him Okepaniyakama, to expand him from the Sangha. So, and then, but Aritta Bhikkhu had friends. Friends. And then they used to come and help him, to help, to live together with him, to support him, while he was under Okepaniyakama, expelled. So, and this is now the rule why the Buddha put about other monks, other bhikkhus, they should not support the monk who makes Okepaniyakama. During the time he has not finished, his duty as Okepaniya monk, other monks should not support him. Okay? That is the rule about this.
就是这里面长老要补充一个一个事情，这是在律藏里边那个故事里面没有提到的，就是那个在那个就是那就是这个铺叫什么阿利塔，他那个犯了那个巴吉蒂亚之后呢，他那个不放弃那个和剑嘛，然后他犯了巴吉蒂亚，然后大家劝他，他就是都不放弃嘛，他犯了之后呢，然后那个他依然不放弃，就是所以呢，那个佛陀就做了另一个干嘛，叫欧巴干里，那个叫是灭病干嘛还是什么驱病干嘛，驱病。
Suspend. The word is Upakaniya Gami, suspension.
How to spell the, is it Pali? Pali? Upakaniya
Gami. Upakaniya Gami.
Out.
U. Double K.
KK.
KK. H.
H.
E.
E.
P.
P.
A.
A.
Okay, Pali. N.
N.
I.
I.
Y.
Ah. Upakaniya Gami.
Okay,
哦，就是六十八里头的那个干巴，就叫举罪干巴。
In Chinese translation, the ukebanya means to how to say to broadcast his sin, like to broadcast his sin.
Broadcast.Broadcast?
来，唐突 C， 这个举罪。
你想说什么？
这个举罪怎么翻译
？Expel.
Expel. Expel. Expel means the means don't live with the Sangha man.
Yeah.
那个反正长老的意思就是说，这个干妈举行了之后，那个就不能再那个跟那个僧团一起共住。
哦。
但是这个干马的制定是在小品里面。
哦。
在小品里面这个故事是有的。
哦。
就是那个长老的这个律藏这个经文别里边是没有，就是我们至少我们看这个里边是没有提到的。这个干马。
那意思就是说，在那个六十八故事里面，那个干马结束了以后，他还不舍弃。不舍弃以后又举行另外一个干马，那个叫举罪干马。
对对对。
然后举罪干马以后，然后就是结果就是他不能跟男孩共住了。
对对
对。
对，然后就是然后发生这件事之后呢，六旬比库呢却暗地里支持他，
就是在举罪干马以后，
对，
还支持他，
还支持他，
就
反击，就已经公开了说，因为他有朋友嘛，那六旬比库就是他朋友。
OK，that's it.
Kepania Chinese.
Yeah, same. Same.
What does it mean?
举，
已被举罪。
不是举罪，就是长老问那个举罪，中文的那个举罪是什么意思？翻成英文什么意思？
哦，
就是
我在想怎么翻译。
我怎么翻译？
让对方翻译，让大家知道他处于。有罪的状态。
对，我刚才说的是公开这个罪。
Yeah, other means.
Other means.
Okay, Pani.
Yes.
Good Pani again.
Then it's how to say?
认定，我觉得应该是
认定。
认定。认定才有罪。
举证到认定。这就是问题，我说你有罪。还没认定呢，现在还没定性呢。
就
举罪怎么翻译？这个举罪是举罪。
不是，你不能用白痴，你要把举罪。
对，这个举罪
想成一个简单的意思。
这个举是宣布的意思，还是说认定的意思？
宣布。
对，这就是应该是宣布认定的意思。
Yes, we understand what is meaning, but we can't translate.
Yeah, because we translate the first word, this word, we don't know what that means.
But they just show his mistake or make sure confirm this mistake. Mistake?
Yeah.
Show his mistake or confirm his mistake.
Yes.
Suspend means to expel him. Okebanya means regular monk.
Yes.
Regular monk.
Yes.
You remove his privileges. You are no more. You make him become no regular monk.
No regular.
That Okepaniyama can't live together with other people. The same roof, same house, can't live. Can't eat together with him. It's expelled.
Okay, and it means Sangha makes sure he, his mistake.
就是认定。认定的犯罪。
That's called Okepaniya means that suspend. You can write in English suspend.
Suspend. P-E-N-D. P-E-N-D. Means delay.
Delay. Not only. Suspend.
Delay and pose.
Pose.
Pose his privilege.
Yeah, privilege. Stop him to become a regular monk. Become a regular monk. Means he, you pose now. He is no more Pasamadhi. Half Pasamadha, half Sangha. Suspend to,
half.
It means his Pasamadha becomes like suspended.
Suspended.
Means,
Yeah.
What's called? That is to pose him to have privileges with bhikkhu. Okay, formerly he will live together with other bhikkhus, eat together now.
Okay, understand.
Okay.
Suspend him. Okay. Suspend, 这 suspend 这个词里面有一个就是暂停的意思，就是可以理解为暂停他的那个达胜身份，然后暂停他的僧权。
哦，
暂停的。
不是千金米库这些东西。
就是。他那个至于清净，这不清净，
咱们
他不是嫌疑，他没有嫌疑的
已经认定把他的僧权
剥夺，就是剥夺部分僧权了。
剥夺部分僧权，
就是应该说暂停，不是说剥夺啊，暂停
部分僧权。
对，就像那个别住那个时候，他你要暂停他的责任。
然后那个长老还说什么暂停，他的那个达上者身份，已经是。属于 half 一半了，
是不是像这种人都排在最后的，但不能一起吃饭吗？不是。
So one day, if
Kepaniya Kama is not a big problem. So now Kepaniya Kama, the Buddha told the bhikkhus to make Arita Kepaniya Kama. This story is in Chula Vagabhan. So.And after Chabaki Bhikkhus, they went and support.
Yes.
So, and this is what the Buddha put a rule now in the Patimokkha that Bhikkhus should not support a monk who has become Okepaniya. He has not finished. He has not finished his Okepaniya Kama. He has not finished it. He has not become a regular monk. The bhikkhu who is under Okepaniya Kama is not a regular monk. It's not normal monk. Not normal monk. It's called, therefore, other bhikkhu should not support that bhikkhu. So then, this is the spirit of this rule, okay? We can explain what is the meaning of this rule. Spirit.
I find the place can explain.那个大家可以看一下马先生。
你跟店里面除了巴格巴里的布袋也穿。
就如果想知道那个就是《比库巴尼摩卡》里边有个叫未随法座，就是指的是这种状态。
他有
就是说他没有，长老说没有完成这个举罪干法。这个举罪干法在没有完成的时候，他的僧权是暂停的，暂停状态。大家可以查一下那个，是要我读一下。
就还没有解罪之前，就是未随。
随法即对那个对僧即僧团对那个不见罪不忏悔，或不舍弃恶见的比库依法依律依导师做举罪，后来见到他随法，随顺行法再做解罪，在称为解罪的随法还未举行阶段，这个还没解除这个罪的阶段，叫做未随法做。就像长老们，他这个整个的那个干马还没有完成呢，就还没有完成的话，他这个僧权就暂停了。这个是在那个这个人发生的故事是在小铺里面。 你就在他这个干马还没有完成之前，
嗯，
其他人是不能支持的，但是六旬比库就在私下里偷偷支持。
完成了就可以支持吗？
哦，完成了就是指的是他解罪。
对，解罪以后。
解罪是指的是戒罪解除的嘛？就是看到他就随顺行。
哦，就是说他已经认了，他
就
报喜了，对吧？
改过了之后才会给他解罪的。
但是他那个词里面不解释，为舍弃该见而与之共受用共福，这个为舍弃该见的话是。在随法做过程中，
对对对，
还是在之后呢？
这
什么意思？
为舍弃该见是吧？为随法做，为舍弃该见。
对，
嗯，
为随法做，我们知道，就是说他在正在进行当中，你不能去支持他。那这个为舍弃该见是在中间的定义，还是？
就是说，这个为随法见是在应该是在这个干马结束之前，还在之后，是这意思吗？
不是，我的意思是说，为随法做嘛，为随法做，你支持他是不对，因为那时候他还没解罪嘛。如果他解好罪以后，他还没有舍弃他，
不是还没有舍弃，他怎么解呢？他还继续保持邪见，你干嘛要给他解？
这么为什么这个是在为随法做之后呢？
不是
为舍弃该见而与之。
哪儿呢？
为随法做后面为舍弃该见。
对啊。不是我理解这是顿号。
对，我知道
不是逗号
啊，
顿号就是两个是平行的关系
啊，
就是同一件事情，就是苹果。
我就问这个问题，是不是
苹果？苹果苹果，就是
我的意思就是为舍弃该见是在未遂法做之内的。
那就是说，我理解他不可能在解除之后，因为他如果他不解释邪见的话，他不可能给他解除，对吧？他为什么给他解除？是因为他放弃了以前的错误想法。
但是这个不是吗？持如上之邪见，
对啊，这持还是不解吗？
对，
What is the problem?
那就是这个人没有解罪的过程怎么办？
It's about the root. I try to find.
就行友，我就问，就是他如果一直不解罪，他不承认，他一直持这个戒，一直持这个邪见。那这个人是不是要被僧团给踢出去啊？因为这个人不能共吃共住。
先问这个问题是吧？his question is, if the monk he do not give up his the wrong opinion, and so Vinaya Karma cannot finish, right? And so if he keep it this, and is it necessary for him to leave this monastery?
No. This is Kepanya Kama is not to leave the monastery.
Uh-huh.
That is different. Vinaya Kama is called Papajaniya Kama.
Uh-huh.
To expel him from the monastery. Kepanya Kama is not about expelling from the monastery.
Uh-huh.
It's called. It is about suspending him from regular monk.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. That is different thing. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
So but that is not as called. Therefore, now that they are different karma.
Uh-huh.
This is called Kepanya Kama. Kim is only that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, not expelling from the monastery.
Uh-huh.
He can still be in the monastery.
Yes, yes.
But the monks have to give him a separate kuti to stay in separate kuti.
Stay in separate kuti.
Separate kuti. Other uh-huh. monks can't stay in the same roof under the same kuti.
Uh-huh.
So that is Kepanya Kama.
Uh-huh.就是他一定要单独入，他要单独
住。
哦，爸爸杰尼是 expelling from the monastery。
嗯，哦
，That's different。
嗯，只是他不会被驱逐出这个寺院，他只是会住单独的一个分开的一个地方。
对，
一个孤立。
嗯，那就是说他已经被就是被驱离，就驱离出僧团这种感觉，因为他不能过来托钵。只能别人去送他食物。
问你们具体就是，
对，这个人怎么活呢？
如果这种情况，那个 ，so in this so for this monk, he cannot can he go bindabat with the sangha? No, he cannot.
He can go bindabat, but he can be the last.
He must be the last duties.
That is like almost parivasa, like parivasa.
Like parivasa.
But even more bad than parivasa.
More bad than Parivasa.
More bad than Parivasa. He can be still in the monastery.
Uh-huh.
He can live in the monastery, but other monks should not associate with him.
Yeah,
not associate. Don't live with him.
Yeah.
And he can't come from the Upasada.
More
strict parivasa. Parivasa monks can come from the Upasada. That is more punishment.
Okay.
So that is okay, Paniyama. Okay, this now this is explanations in Chula Bhagavad. Many explanations.
Okay.
If a bhikkhu still is under okepaniya gama, so other monks should not support.
Yes.
So and this is the Vinaya, the Patimokkha rule, which prohibits other monks to support
the
monk which okepaniya gama.
Okay.
If somebody supports, then pachiti.
那个这个跟别住很像，那个托钵是可以一起托钵，但是他要盘住最后。可以同一起托钵。可以，但是他要盘到最后，就是像别住的时期一样。然后呢，但是那个，然后还有一个就是那个，但是他比别住还要严重的一点就是。不能送戒一起。对，别住的话是那个比丘可以参加五波，但他不能参加五波的。他这个人就是说一直不放弃，他就一直永远在那里。
So if this monk he do not give up his wrong view and maybe 1 year, 2 years, so he will still keep this situation.
No, the monk said to keep okepaniya gama for him.
Yeah.
Okepaniya monk means a punishment.
Yeah.
Punishment that other monk should not associate with him.
Yeah,
stop.
Yes.
Stop everything associated with him.
Yes.
He can leave, never wrong.
Uh-huh.
He can go another monastery, he can say the same monastery.
But he
gets this punishment.
Not
eating together.
Not eating together.
Talking.
So if he go Bindabat, but he cannot come to the
Sanatana.
He will go along back to
Push. Go. You'll tell another one.
So he can come to here to Bindabat?
No.
Yes,
he can come here, in front of Samajara.
Okay.
He can collect, but he can come here. He can, in Janasara.
He take the foods and go out, not come
here.
If he come here, so many people go out, because we can't eating with together.
The people said to tell him, don't sit here, go.
Oh,
don't give him seats.
Don't give him
seats.
Don't give him seats. 然后如果他坐那个，然后也不会给他座位，这个坐垫儿不会给他。还有就是说，这个人可以选择一直住在龙树林，也可以到其他寺院去。对，因为他如果一直保持这种状态，他觉得，因为所有人都不跟他有任何的关系，有关系嘛，就是班吉利亚。对，有跟他一起牵扯，就容易班吉利亚。所以
you can read now. You can read this after the rule.
After the rule,
it says explains.
Vinaya Vinaya.
I read.
Sampunjaya, how to eat together?
How to eat together?
Sampunjaya, let's go. No, what? We read.
共食者将食物给予或授取者，新多罗，法共食者。 授取者什么意思啊？现在那个食物是吧？In Vinaya Vinaya,
our translation is but if the food to give him or receive the food from him.
Bajidi.
Yeah. Even receive, he cannot offer.
授取者是拿他的食物了。拿他的食物，就是接受他的
offer。
就是不能有跟他有关系，对吧？
So next,
Next, 法共事者为彼诵法或令彼诵法，依句而诵或令诵者，句句心都聋；依字而诵者，依字而诵或令诵者，字字心都聋。
谁不能同诵偈
？OK。And then sanvasa means to live together under the same roof. Sanvasa means to come into upasada.
Upasada.
He can't come into upasada. He can't come for pavarna. He can't come for vinayaka.
But for this bhikkhu, Sangha will write down his mistake on. But so many people didn't know his mistake.
A mistake means it's not need to, like blackboards. In the Buddha times, no whiteboards.
Okay.
They can tell with the mouth. Tell verbally.
We can.
They can inform.
No,
all the Sangha to be informed.
Yes, of course.
Not every day informing, not me. Put the loudspeaker.
Maybe new bhikkhu come also will tell.
Evening chanting, he cannot participate. Evening chanting?
Nothing. Yeah, it says, example, you read, that's why I tell you.
Yes. That means if they chanting together, there's two kinds of situations. One is one sentence, Bajidya. And another is one word, Bajidya. What's the difference?
It depends now, you see, how you teach. Now, the teacher teaches, no? The methods of teaching. Methods of teaching. What's called? It is by one line by line. For example, if the teacher teaches line by line.
Line by line.
One sentence.
Okay.
He teaches and so on.
Okay.
Then by every sentence, Pachitya. But if the teacher teaches according to the letters, he wants to learn. To pronunciation. According to the letters.
Letters.
So every letter he pronounces Pachiti.
Letter.
Saranam
is how many letters?
Pronunciation.
Saranam, three.
Sarana, three. But this is about the teacher is teaching pronunciation. The pupils they teach him. You pronounce sa, and the pupils pronounce sa. You pronounce ra, and the pupils pronounce ra. You pronounce na, and the pupils pronounce na. Every letter is Pachitya.
So that means.
But the method of teaching is letter by letter. That's why by letter is very Pachitya. But if the method of teaching is one sentence, on Pachitya.
One sentence.
Two sentences, two Pachitya. That is different. It is the method of teaching.
It's the method of teaching, that means a teacher. Teaching that bhikkhu who is, suspend bhikkhu and other bhikkhu. Maybe they learn the chanting together. And before that.
Classes, Vinaya class, Dhamma class. In the Dhamma class, the teacher is teaching. And one bhikkhu it is also there. Okepaniyamang.
Is
there. So then the teacher is teaching according to the sentence. Sabbe sankara anicca. And he teaches like that. And all the people should recite. Sabbe sankara anicca. Okepaniyamang also, something like that. This
Pachitya.
But if the teacher teaches upon pronunciation, how to pronounce,
yes.
It's called
Sapa
Sa, you pronounce sa, all the people sa. Ba, all the people. Sa, sangka, sangka, all the people. Every letter, bachide, bachide. Okay.
So after teaching, and then they go together to chanting.
Yeah, together chanting yoga. But this is the spirit. Uh-huh. The Buddha gives examples.
Example.
Finish. You have to not to sit together, not to associate with him, to cut him off, remove him.
Okay.
Don't sit together, talk with him.
Uh-huh.
Finish. That is the spirit.
Okay.
That's called other examples. Going to, together to a toilet. Also not going to the toilet together. Bathing together. Come, friends, I will bath together. Finish. This is the example. Okay, but your monks should be suspended.
It's in more being
high. Don't associate.
那个刚才我请教长老的关于那个诵法，那个诵句那个，我问那个开始我问那个就是网课的时候，那个长老说就是跟这种比库就不要一起上网课。 然后那个，但是这个句句和那个字字是怎么分的？然后呢，那个，这里边长老举了一个例子，比如说老师在上面在教法，比如说，萨巴桑卡拉尼卡，那个导师，老师如果在上面是这么一句教，然后让大家重复，然后后面如果做了一个这个被举罪的句口，他跟大家一起萨巴桑卡拉尼卡，个把几天，如果老师教的时候是。 给大家纠正发音，比如沙巴，这样一个音节一个音节教，一个音节，然后后面他也跟大家一起共诵的话，一个音节一个发音节。Okay,
next is Sanvasi. Next is Vinayapitaka. You read Sanvasi. Uposatha Pavarana. Sangha Kama.
就是共住者被举罪者，共住者就是与被举罪者共无波萨他自治或做僧伽玛，八几遍。Okay,
then the other is called the next is.
Next.
Living under the same roof.
Same roof. 然后接下来就是共住，于同一覆盖处，与被举罪者所卧处。
比库卧置，八几点。OK。这个供述，我要再解释一下。对，它是对什么有多少本来，然后有什么要求？
你试试可以不行。这个差的都不。
Okay.
A question about living in the same roof, but I think this is too complicated. When Jido will one day come back, and we can discuss about that.
What is wrong? Same roof means the same roof. Finish.
because maybe the entrance, many entrance.
This is about, we'll explain this about sahasaya, living together, sleeping together with samanera, sleeping together with human. But it's just about, here this, now samanera is called a different explanation. This is symbol. Same roof means finish. You can't live together.
Oh, that is just simple, same roof.
Yeah, same roof, finish.
Oh.
Same roof means, you know, okay, same roof, you can't sleep there, together with him. So that is this is simple explanation about sleeping together with samanera, sleeping with the voodoo with a woman.
Uh-huh.
As called, that is upachara also. The upachara is also included. One more factor.
Uh-huh.
Upachara is included.
Upachara.
One roof and one upachara.
One upachara.
Therefore, that is more complicated.
Uh-huh.
This is not like that. This
upachara
is just one
entrance.
Roof. One roof finish.
Upachara means entrance.
Anyway, we'll explain this differently.
Okay,
this
okay.
Later, we'll explain. This
okay.
Roof is complicated. We'll go now to explain it. After Chetamuri, we'll come explain this.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is simple.
Okay.
Okay. One roof finish.
Okay. 这个是比较这个里边的供述是供述是最简单的啊，就是只要是一个屋顶就行。
哦。
啊，只要一个屋顶就算供述。至于与萨摩耶拉的供述，以及就卫达上的供述，以及与女人的那个供述，那个是比较复杂的，那个等基督弥班再回来再解释。啊，这个就是一个屋顶就 OK 了，就简单的一个屋顶就不行了。
Okay, never mind. Later, if Chaturmuri will come, will explain no
yes,
more
yes,
details.
Yes.
But can be also in this rule also can be the same.
Okay.
Can be the same as what because the same door also can include it.
Mm-hmm.
Same upachara sometimes also sometimes can include.
Mm-hmm.
But they will explain about these things when Chaturmuri will come. No.
Okay. Okay.
So then, okay, any, shall we go to the next rule then? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
17?
Next rule, okay?
17.
Huh? 17. 17.
17.
17. 17. 17. 17. 17. 17.
17. 17. 凡世间所说，此等是障道法，但行之亦不足以障道。诸比丘闻腾图沙弥起如是恶见，参照《波伊提六十八》。愚人，此非令未信者生信，乃至令已信者转向他去也，世尊，呵责已，说法已，告诸比丘曰：“然。”诸比丘，僧伽因灭腾图沙弥。诸比丘，如是因灭之，由腾图从今以后，汝不得称世尊是汝师，其他沙弥得与诸比丘共宿。二夜三夜，汝计不得，请汝远去，消失之。于是，僧伽宾灭腾图沙弥。其实，又群比丘知如是被宾灭之腾图沙弥，而与抚慰或伺候共事，复有共宿。诸比丘中少遇者非难。所以六群比丘之被宾灭之腾图沙弥而予以抚慰或伺候共事复又共宿也，乃至诸比丘汝等时之被宾灭之腾图沙弥而予以抚慰或伺候共事复又共宿也，实然世尊。佛世尊呵责，愚人何以汝等共述耶？愚人，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝当如是诵此学术。若沙弥如是言，我如是知解世尊所说之法。凡世尊所说，此等是障道法，但行之亦不足以障道。诸比丘应对此沙弥作如是言。有沙弥，勿作如是言，勿诽谤世尊。对世尊诽谤者，实不善。世尊实不作如是说。有沙弥，世尊以种种方便说是之障道法，确是障道法，而行此障道法者，足以障道。诸比丘对该沙弥作如是言已。该沙弥上固执者，诸比丘当告由沙弥，从今以后汝不得称世尊是汝师。其他沙弥与诸比丘共宿二夜三夜，而汝不得，请汝远去之，消失之。任何比丘知如是被宾灭沙弥而予以抚慰。或伺候或共事或共宿者，不一定。 被指定沙弥者称为沙弥也，不是言者言，如我自己世尊不足以障道者，由诸比丘者所见闻之其他比丘也，彼等因缘有沙弥勿作是言，行之足以障道，因二次言之三次言之，若舍则善，若不舍，诸比丘应对其沙弥言有沙弥从今以后消失之。沙弥者，作如是恶说之沙弥，任何者比丘之一，知者自知，他人与彼或彼自与，如是被归灭者，思被归灭。被指定沙弥者，指执恶见之沙弥。普为者，向彼言：我当施与什么？或读诵，或询问，如是普为。或一体，或伺候者，为彼另取药粉，或粘土，或羊脂，或含素水，不一体。或共事者，两种共事之时共事，自不一体。或共述者，冰灭沙弥所恶之盖处，比丘恶者不一体。比丘所恶处而被冰灭沙弥恶之者不一体，两者恶之不一体。起立之后再三恶者不一体。于冰灭者有冰灭想而不灭，或伺候，或共事，或共述，不一体。于冰灭者有疑想突击后，于冰灭者有非冰灭想不犯也，于冰灭者有冰灭想突击后，于冰灭者有疑想突击后，于冰灭者有非冰灭想不犯也。三知非冰灭者，知舍其见者，癫狂者，最初之犯行者不犯也。冰雪
Kena ganggal tadi ni.
只以在那前学住所说方胜，在萨瓦提又经比库开始，在抚慰甘达嘎萨门内拉的故事制定，其余的只与阿利达学处相似。这里有三种构成要素：彼如法劝告而不舍弃，若见之被罚病萨门内拉；二知道；三共同受用等影响。
Okay, now you go to Vinaya notes. In table 69. 69. 那个纪律考察纲表69。So it says you, in the series you can read Vinaya notes. Can you?
Yes.
Table 69. It is about the three nasanas. About how to. Nasana means destroying, to destroy samanera.
Destroy.
Destroy. Nasana. To destroy samanera, to sometimes expel samanera sometimes. Okay? It is translated.
Gong, 不得与比库共住 ；B. 不得与执持邪见之比库，或应被举足之比库在同一屋檐下共住，亦不可共同做任何结盟。二，定性取宾 ：A. 如果上面的经常犯五根五戒，即十戒中的前五戒，切不悔过。则僧团应收回其袈裟，并将其驱逐僧团。B. 犯巴拉提堪的比库，继续假装未犯戒，僧团一旦发现，应强迫其还俗。三、处罚驱逐。A. 如果上面这个违反持戒的后五条，则应受处罚。B. 如比库服从谏告。和僧团可对其处罚，如佛陀对禅那长老的莫宾。嗯，
对。Okay, these are the how the Buddha told the monks to make nasana. Nasana. To this Kandaka Samanera. And this Kandaka Samanera, this Nasana means here Dandaka Manasana. This number three.
Number three
it is applies to the Samanera as a punishment. It's not to disrobe him. Not disrobing him, but as a punishment. This is the Kandaka Samanera is implied here. Alright, we get there.
那个这条学术里面我们提到的这个对萨曼内拉的那个灭命和驱病，是指的是处罚灭命，是处罚驱病，那个它是一种惩罚，但是它并不是那个就是前面那个比如说让他直接还俗的那种，并不是这个。
Okay. So any questions here?
那个三种灭病的那个前两种，对于沙马内拉来说都算是还俗，是吗？
But so the three kind of nasana, the first nasana, sangvasanasana and linga nasana to samanera is also means destroy, is right?
Linga nasana means to destroy.
Sangvasana.
Sangvasa means to prohibit him to stay together with other people, with other samaneras. Prohibit him to stay Samvasa means to stay.
To stay,
Live together.
Live together.
Samvasa means living together.
Uh-huh.
Nasana means you destroy his living together with other bhikkhus, other someone else. Prohibit him.
Oh.
To live together.
To live.
To stay together. To reside together.
In Dandakama, Nasanam, also the Samnela cannot leave with the bhikkhu?
No, no. It can be punishment. Dandakama. Punishment means here is Sanvas. Let me see. Because this. Punishment means only that. Punishment is that, for example, you can tell them to carry water. Water, this is a punishment. It's called to carry water, to carry sand, to carry sand and so forth, and make a hill of sand. Okay, no purpose, no purpose. Why?
No.
It's called purpose means there is no reason.
No reason.
The teacher punishes. They tell the samanera, you carry sand and put it outside the compound. It's called, you have to carry 20 kilograms of sand and put out the compound. And no purpose means not for any reason, just for punishment. To carry sand. So other monk, samanera, ask, why you carry sand? What you want to build? You want to build something? No, I don't want to build. And he feel ashamed. Why are you doing that? So then, this is punishment.
That is Dandakama Nasana.
Dandakama Nasana.
It's Dandakama
Nasana. Dandakama Nasana. That is an example, to carry sand. One example, okay. Okay, tell.
Okay. 就是那个处罚面令，它只是指一种处罚，比如说让他搬沙子。 比如让他搬20公斤沙子，去做一个沙丘，然后他就一直在那搬沙子。刚才可能我翻译有点问题，来，我再确认一下。So one day, in this Sikabadan,
but in this now, in this rule, it is called to make him not to live 3 nights together with someone. Now, other samaneras, they can live together with bhikkhus, no?
Yes.
Together with bhikkhus, they can stay 3 nights on the same roof.
Yes.
But in this case, punishment is he can't live together with bhikkhus under the same roof for 3 nights.
He
can stay 1 night, maybe 2 nights, but not 3 nights. But he can stay with other samanera.
He can stay with
other samanera.
That
is the only small punishment here.
Small punishment.
Okay. Therefore, it is not.
It's not sanvasa. 没事，刚才我说的没错。 这个里这条学术里面那个沙姆雷拉的那个处罚，是指的是他不能跟比库共住3日，他可以共住1日，可以共住2日，但不能共住3日，然后他也可以跟其他沙姆雷拉共住。不是，他所说的是没有持邪见的沙姆雷拉，按照其他一条戒律来说，他可以跟比库共住2日、3日。 如果犯了这个邪见的人是一日都不能共住的，而且但是这个上面人可以跟其他上面人来共住。
你确定？
确定。
刚才长老提到的一天两天。
一天两天，你自己看一下戒律那个。
Rula 他写的很轻松，其他上班人呢可以住两日三日，但是犯了这个邪淫的上班人一日都不能住。
长老说这个里面是给他的惩罚，
嗯，
给他的惩罚就是这么规定的。
是什么叫惩罚这么规定？他说的惩罚这么规定就是说你没有任何借口，我让你去搬沙你去搬沙，是这个意思，而不是说共住的这个惩罚。共住就是说他一天都不能住，你看一下那个戒律，戒律这么多黑体字，其他沙弥得与诸比库共住两夜三夜，而你不能，而汝不得，就是说你一夜都不能共住。因为在有一条戒是
这个长老说你不得是指的是那个你可以共住一夜，
一天都不行。
等会儿呢，对，他说是两夜三夜不得，那就是没说一夜。
对，
长老刚才说一夜是可以的，
一夜两夜是可以的，三夜是不行。
等会儿呢，按这个说法是两夜是不行的。
这个说法，他这条学处是指的是萨梅拉跟比库，他是有一条学处可以共住两夜到三夜。
对对对，
他是把他这个权利给削弱了。
对，削弱了，削哦，
但是
哦，削弱那个学处并不是
按照那个学处的规定来给他削弱，
削弱到一夜和两夜，削就是减了一天。
对，减了一天，
就两夜是可以。
确定吗？你再确认一下。
我再确认一下。
对，再确认一下。
So when they, this punishment, in this kind of punishment, Bhikkhu can live with the Samnila in one roof for one night, two night, a three night offense. Is it true?
Let me see. No, even one night he can't, because according to this rule, one night he can't.
He can't.
So it's punishment?
But only for bhikkhus, no, he can live together with samanera.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
With samaneras, he can live together.
Samanera can live together.
He can live together with samaneras. But
uh-huh.
Now, for example, usually samanera, they don't sleep together with bhikkhus.
Yes,
usually.
Yes, yes, usually. Okay. Yes, yes.
But if it is something very necessary,
uh-huh.
necessary,
uh-huh.
so
three
they
days.
Can also sleep with bhikkhus.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that is a privilege.
Samanera. Yes,
it's
yes.
necessary.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But even this privilege,
uh-huh.
for this Kandaka Samanera, the Buddha removed.
Removed.
It's a punishment.
It's punishment.
It's a small privilege.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's not a permanent privilege. Means, because usually Samaneras, they live together, even now Yani.
Uh-huh.
Now Yani, so usually Samaneras, they live separate, no?
uh-huh,
separately.
Yes, yes, yes.
They don't sleep with bhikkhus.
Uh-huh.
But if it is very necessary now Yani, so sometimes Samaneras also can sleep together with bhikkhus.
Uh-huh,
for example, in the Sima.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
The
yes,
Sima
yes.
sometimes. But, like if it is a samanera who is like Kandaka, very bad samanera,
uh-huh,
so the Buddha prohibited monks to sleep together on the same roof.
Oh.
No, not together.
Oh.
You then don't go in the same, you go to Yukuti.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Don't sleep here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They can,
uh-huh.
The monks should tell him like that.
Uh-huh.
But the samanera can sleep in any other kuti inside
oh.
the monastery, no problem.
Okay.
Therefore, it is not sanvasa. Sanvasa.
Sanvasa.
Nasana. It's not punishment of sanvasa.
Okay, okay.
Full, it's called. Because usually samaneras, they don't sleep together with bhikkhus anyhow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it's just a small punishment for him to remove one privilege.
Only remove
one privilege.
Okay, okay.
That is that's why it is like a punishment. It's called dandanasa. Dandanasa. Punishment. Not sanvasa.
Okay, okay. 那个再确认一下，那个对他的惩罚就是把他跟比库可以共住的这个这个特权给他消除了，只消这个特权，这是对他的一个惩罚。但是那个就是因为是消除他这个特权，但是那个并不是说真正的消除那个
沙门良身份
共住，并不是消除共住，就是他跟那个共住那个区别还是有差别的。
哦，差别在哪儿呢？他已经不能一夜都不能住了吗？
我听了长老的翻译，他这样的，他说，如果比库知道这个上面人是持有邪见的，就好比我们举个例子，他举个例子在纽西嘛。你知道上面人这个人是有缺陷，你本来是在睡在纽西兰，你说上面人你今天不能睡在这里，你回去回到自己故地去睡。
对对对，
他就回去睡，可以回去睡。 他估计有其他沙门人在，他也可以回去睡，这没有问题。
对，
就说他一晚都不能跟比库共住。如果他这个沙门人是没有邪见的，他可以跟比库在纽西玛住两天三夜，这是正常的，都没问题。就这个接的那个共住的那个
啊，这个我理解，这个我理解。我的问题是，就是说那个。三种驱病，那个共住驱病，在这个戒口大纲的那个第一条叫 A， A 是执持邪见且三见不舍的沙曼雷拉不得与比库共住。在这个故事里面，沙曼雷拉是吧？三见不舍是吧？不能与比库共住是吧？我怎么看来看去怎么符合第一条的？就是我知道在那个。就是刚刚维塔拉尼是他提到是属于处罚灭病，我只是想明白这个处罚灭病跟这个共住灭病的那个 A 这个表述，我看起来是一样的，我想知道它的区别在哪里。
你的意思是说，故事里面说是
处罚，故事里执持邪见对吧？
就是处罚
三件不舍对吧？
是三件不舍。
对啊，三件不舍吗？
Maybe in Vinayana it's wrong translation. Vinayana it's maybe wrong explanation.
Ah, yes. It's in the Vinayana it's Samvasa Nasana and explain A.
Yes.
It looks like this story.
Yeah. This is maybe wrong explanation. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, 那就
那这个里面应该第一个是吧？
对，他对长老说这第一条是错的，
有可能
是
我也感觉是
像啊。
我开始我就觉得这个好像是第一个。
哦，要是不是要把第一个换成放到那处罚灭病那会儿？
哎，
那第一个是变成处罚灭病了？
不是，我瞎说的，我瞎说的。
就是共住灭病不是这么解释。
对，长老说共住解释那个错，可能。他说可能错了。
共住灭病的
对。
共住灭病他怎么解释？我看。
执持邪见且三见不舍的沙曼内拉不得与比库共住，跟这个故事讲的一模一样吗？
在哪里啊？共住。
表六十九。
哦，我知道。
对。
第一个对吧？
对。
这个跟你说跟哪个不一样？
故事跟那个故事里的是一样的。
But can be also
both.
Can be also sanvasana san and dandakamana san.
在哪里写错吧？
在刚刚被他。
我现在。
不是。
But the commentary tells it is only dandakama.
就是。
The thing is that the commentary tells.
是技术这里的一区。
Okay.
就是在这里的意思。
Punishment is according to the commentary, punishment is dandakamana san. It is.That from today onwards, you should not tell that the Bhagava is your teacher.
Okay,
that is a punishment. Okay, that is dandakama.
Yes.
But this is where the commentary tells is dandakama nasana because they quote this passage. If you read in the Kankavitarani, dandakama nasana it is from today onwards.The Bhagava is should not be told that he is your teacher. He is Dandaka.
Okay.
So then, but because the later on, the Buddha tells also that this Samana should not live together with Bhikkhus also. So then that also be Sanvasa. Sanvasa Nasana is also be there. Can be also both. Dandaka Vanasana and Sanvasa
Nasana.
Okay.
共住处罚的。
那个这条里面是两个都有。
那
个他的处罚灭病，就是指那个以后度脱里边提到的，就先有沙曼内拉你今后不能声称世尊为你的导师，这个是对他的处罚灭病。
这个处罚。
然后那个他不能共住的话，那个属于共住灭病。
就是这两个都有。
对，两个
都包括在。他现在一会都只解释了一个，就是说这里的意思是处罚嘛，应该还加上一个工作。
对。
OK。
嗯。有个小问题。
嗯。
就是这一条，在这一条里头，是不是任何一个比库都能够这样做？就是说，任何一个比库，他都能够对于香格里拉，说，啊，比如说你是邪见，那这个比库，你不管他是怎么理解邪见的，或者是怎么样，那他见到你上格里拉的话，他就能够行使这样的一个权利。他三见嘛，他不需要经过审判，
那就是，
这是这样写的，我就不知道他确认是不是要经过审判。
你是在哪里写的？你看那个，在哪里写的？我然后问一下。
没有。
啊，你刚才给看的是。
他是生卡，生卡也并不一定指生卡。
不，三卡是生卡的意思，不是比库的意思。比库是比库，三卡是三卡。他的问题是，
就是能给予灭病的是比库单人还是
整个的集体做的。
The question is, to give Samnila Nasana, who have the right? Is the one bhikkhu can have the right, or should be Sangha have the right?
Teacher. So what he has to the right and so what? Of course, other bhikkhus also can. Say, you know, because this is a democratic way, you know. Democratic way, during the Uposatha day, because all the bhikkhus come together, they have to express the opinion, what to do with the samarana. So then, if senior monks they tell we have to expel him, to make some punishment and so forth, then of course the teacher has to comply. Because this is the opinion of the Sangha. Many monks they like to punish, okay? Then they have to punish him. Majority of the monks.
Majority.
So the majority has to decide. Majority of the monks have to decide. So in that case now, but mostly it is the teacher. The teacher. If the teacher usually should know about Vinaya. You know? So then he has to punish the samanera by telling that. He has to inform all the monks also that this samana has been punished. You should not go together with him and eat and sleep and so forth. Otherwise, the other monks will fall into pachiti. Other monks will be informed. Okay, we can do.
Okay. But for the pachiti, it should be the samana has been sangvasana. So people cannot eat together, live together, like that, chanting together. I explain.
Okay.
那个这个权利呢，通常是归属他的导师，因为他的导师对戒律比较了解，然后对他也比较了解。但是呢，那个如果是那个。但是有些时候，比如五波三叉的时候，那个所有的比库都在一起，那这个时候，那个可能大家会讨论，如何来处理这个三叉。那这个时候呢，那个就是那个以大多数来表决来那个，但是当然那个也就是他的导师在这里边发言权也是很大的，所以就是。而且当然张老也说，就是其他比库当然也有这样的权利，也有这样的权利，但通常来讲是，那个他的老师，
你这个老师直接不通过僧团就直接可以做出教授，还是需要经过僧团，老师还在僧团里提出动议以后讨论结果。
张老没那么说，
他就让你确认一下是不是通过干嘛。就说老师的这个区评，就是老师直接口头说啊，你被区评了，但是通过干嘛决定你被区评？
So Bandai, if the teacher want to give the samnera nasana samnera, so it's not necessary to do the vinaya jhana.
Yes. They can give this Vinaya Kama to announce the whole
sangha. To announce, just announce, but not the maybe four bhikkhus.
Yes.
Only one bhikkhu?
Yes, four bhikkhus.
Four bhikkhus.
Oh, yeah. I shall to
come. To give the sangha nasana, and to end it for at least four bhikkhus to the nuns come.
Yes, that is normal, that is a normal procedure. Normal procedure. But in this rule, yes, because now you see, normal procedure is this, it doesn't say here, but the normal procedure is this, to four bhikkhus to recite, at least four bhikkhus, all the sangha has to come there.
Uh-huh.
All the sangha is the sangha meeting.
Uh-huh. Sangha meeting.
It's called sangha kama.
Sangha
meeting. Sangha. So that one monk has to inform the whole sangha.
Uh-huh.
That we are going to punish Samanera.
Uh-huh.
So any other people should not eat together with him, should not stay with him, uh-huh. Should not live under the same
room. Okay.
Should all the sanghas should be formed.
Uh-huh.
This is, I think there is one kamavacha.
Kamavacha
means a formula, how to do so.
Here
it is not said. Uh-huh. It is not said, but there are other places.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then,
but if don't do the Vinaya Kama, also the
yeah, it's not valid because other monks they don't know.
They should be informed.
Informed. Otherwise, you fall into paccity offense. Other monks.
Yes.
For now, this is a serious matter.
Uh-huh.
Because we have on the whole monastery, we have samanera who can cause paccity to other people.
Yes.
So therefore, all the sangha has to be informed. Sangha meeting.
Uh-huh.
And all monk has to inform sonato me bande sangho and so forth. He has to.
But the teacher can decide alone. He can decide. I will nothing on this sound.
He can decide, but he has to inform the whole sangha.
Yes. Okay.
He can. The teacher also tell sonato me bande sangha and so forth. He has to give me kama vacha to inform all the sangha.
Okay.
So then, because decision has to be taken place.
Uh-huh.
Decision, and the other monks have to be informed.
Uh-huh. Okay. 这里面我又跟长老就是确认一下，就是决议，真相决议，这个老师就可以决议灭命那个沙弥拉。但是呢，比如说那个他被灭命之后，那个因为其他比丘跟他如果一起共住或者一起吃饭，就会那个犯八戒殿嘛。所以他那个是说，通常程序就是，他决定要灭命那个沙弥拉之后，他。 会那个在僧团会议里面跟大家宣告，通知大家这件事，这样的话大家都知道之后，所有的比丘就不会跟着沙弥拉通过。就是说仅仅是一个通知而已。仅仅一个通知，而不是通过那个僧团会议来阐述一个决议。就是来阐述一个决议。对，但是当然有些时候可能这件事可能比较大嘛，所以可能讨论一下会好一点，但是。 导师是有权利，完全有权利，就是他来决定这件事情，然后他在圣道会议的时候，他就直接做个宣告就可以了。那个，但是我是就是有这个疑问，在这条这个故事里面，然，这是佛陀说嘛，在之前的一句话，佛陀说然住修，僧伽应灭边。
这个是怎么理解？僧伽应灭病，就是三个，僧伽是三个的音译，就是三个应该灭病，四个人以下不能算三个，三个人都不能算三个。
啊，对，至少四个人能算。这句话是怎么理解的？这句话就是理解成就是是一种建议，还是说成为一种那个这个灭病的一个权利的一个。 一个限制，
对，就是说，按照这个字面理解，就是说，僧伽灭病，就是灭病，僧伽灭病这句话，就是说按字面理解， 做出灭病决定的是
主语
是僧伽、嗯、
啊，
那就是说决定的是僧伽，
嗯
啊，就是当然一个人他可以提提案，
嗯，
但是最后决定的不是一个人
啊，
对吧？
There's also a question. In Vinaya Pitaka, the Lord Buddha said, all bhikkhu, the bhikkhus and Sangha should give the Kandaka Nasana.In that sentence, is the Sangha give the Nasana?
Picus, no?It is plural. It is not, I don't say the Sangha, but there are bhikkhus, maybe two bhikkhus.
Two
bhikkhus, three bhikkhus, maybe. So, but the main thing is now, if they want to make a, what's called, to, they have to inform the whole Sangha, no?
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing, but all monks should know.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, other monks don't know.
Uh-huh.
They will sleep together with him. We will eat together.
Uh-huh.
Other monks don't know.
Yes.
Therefore, it is useless to punish, two bhikkhus punish someone, right? But other monks don't know.
It's useless.
Uh-huh. That is won't be punishment.
Uh-huh.
Because other monks, this samanara will go and eat with other bhikkhus.
Yes.
They will be friends with other bhikkhus.
Uh-huh.
And other bhikkhus will also sit with him. Therefore, no punishment there.
Uh-huh.
This punishment will be invalid.But these bhikkhus have to inform the whole Sangha.
Uh-huh.
Once the whole Sangha is informed, then the punishment becomes proper punishment.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody wants to eat together, nobody wants to sleep with her.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should know.
Uh-huh.
That is the effectiveness of the Vinaya Kama.
Uh-huh.
If only two bhikkhus know, but 100 other bhikkhus don't know, what is the way? Useless.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So therefore, now they have to make a Sangha meeting.
Uh-huh.
Sangha meeting and tell that we decide to punish the samanera.
Uh-huh.
So then everybody should know, all bhikkhus should know.
Uh-huh.
And after, of course, the samanera can't eat together with other bhikkhus.
Uh-huh.
And then you can see, he has to repent and tell, oh, Bande, sorry.
Uh-huh.
If he does not repent, there are other procedures.
Explain this
first.
Their more main question is, when holding the Sangha meeting, and the teacher said, oh, I want to give the Samanera Nasana. So, another bhikkhu said, oh, I'm not agree with you. Is something like this had happened? Maybe we discuss?
Yes, that is, this can happen, but it's a different thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, still, the majority has to decide.
Majority.可能是两个，可能三个，也可能是更多的人。
慢，做皮肤下面的身体。
然后，那个这个关于这个，长老的解释是这样的，就是说虽然是两三个人可以做灭病这个事情，但是如果你只是这两三个人知道的话，其他100个皮肤都不知道，那你对他的惩罚是属于是没有无用的惩罚。为什么呢？因为其他100个比库都不知道的话，他们跟那个沙曼尼拉一起吃饭，一起无助，对他是没有任何惩罚的。所以就是他的导师如果想给他惩罚的话，那就是要让所有的比库都知道，那给他的这个惩罚才够这个力量才够，不然的话这个惩罚根本就无效。所以他要那个在那个要那个召开一个僧团会议，然后来通知所有人，那个说我要灭定这个比库。 啊，然后不，我们要命令那个萨瓦尼拉，然后他们那个他们都被通知到了。啊，当然我这时候也问到长老说，那如果在召开那个正常会议的时候，啊，如果那个他的老师说我要灭兵那个萨瓦尼拉，但是另一个那个比库他站出来说啊我不同意，那这个时候他们可以讨论之后最后表决，然后那个也少数服从多数。
那个时候是干嘛还是就只是讨论而已？
等一下，我先。
我
先问那个，我第一个他那个长老说，就是长老最开始提到说那个比库是复数，所以有可能是两个，有可能是三个。我想问一下，我只想确认一下那个是不是这句话的翻译有问题？为什么呢？看这句话的中文翻译啊，我也看不懂巴利文，我只问燃朱比库，燃朱比丘，燃朱比丘是一个称谓。朱比丘并不是灭病这个沙马内拉的主语
啊，
所以说长老刚才解释就是说这个朱比丘这个复数的意思是说，按照这句话的中文翻译意思是说，佛陀说这句话是对在场的超过一位比库说的
啊。
哎，大伙儿听好了啊，
嗯，
就是这个意思
啊。对，
听好啥事儿呢？这件事儿啊，是僧伽应该灭病，
僧伽应该灭病。
朱比丘我不管，他对佛陀也说我不管，我只是说僧伽应该灭病沙弥，在这个巴利里面是不是有这句话？然后就是这句话应该怎么理解？就前面那个、后面那个我都不问，我只是问僧伽应该灭病。当然有可能长老说这巴利原文不是这么写的，也有可能。这三个这个词是不是灭病它的主语？
看我能找到那个原文吗？
第一段，
它
就是第一段的句子。
巴利原文有没有这个？哎，是第多？
哇，没找着
啊，没找着。
那算了，算了，不问了。
不问
了。不问了，因为那个长老找的那个，哎，对，能不能让长老把他找那段给你看一下，看有没有？就哦，是算了。
What's the problem?
Because you also want to make sure that Buddha says Sangha should give.
No. Buddha says, of course, Bhikkhave. 然后 Sangha 应该明白。
Sangha should give Kandaka nasana. Is Sangha give? We want to make sure is that.
It's not the Sangha, yeah, it's not said about Sangha, it's about Bhikkhus.
Bhikkhus?
这是他说，等会儿，长老说 say about Bhikkhus, 对，他是对对比库说的，对比库说的后面。
Sangha is not the Bhikkhusi, they are not Bhikkhusi, other Bhikkhus. They who see, they who hear, they should talk to him. Mahavus Samanadesa, don't take like that.
嗯，
是不？叫 Bhikkhus， it's not about Sangha。
他说的是借条，
maybe in the story， he said about the story。
What is story？
Story，
你要看故事。
About Dabbaji。What is Sangha？ What Sangha？ Did he find in Sangha？
Bhikkhu，
嗯，Bhikkhu， yeah， 都叫 Bhikkhu， 那是什么？Bhikkhu, the Bhikkhu could not convince the Samanera.
Convince.
So then, and then they formed the Bhagava.
Uh-huh.
Then the Bhagava
uh-huh.
told him,
uh-huh.
that's called, that, he told him,
uh-huh.
okay, destroy. He told him.
Yeah, 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 just this part.
The Bhagavad tells that he asks him, it is true. It's true that you have this one. He tells, yes, he is true.
And
then the Buddha tells, how do you know my Dhamma to preach like that? He told. This is not foolish man that.
And then,
of course.
Bhikkhave, Sangho Kanda.
Kanto Kanda. Then he becomes Sangho Kanda Kanda Samana.
This part.
This is. I'm telling you, that's why the whole Sangha is to be informed.
That,
I already told.
This just means the whole Sangha should be informed.
Yeah, to be informed.
应该知道，应该知道。
All the monks have to come together. I don't.
Yes.
你就问一下，现在只要确认这个灭病需不需要干嘛就可以了，他就可以，他说不需要，这句话也直接解释，引导知道就可以了，因为不需要干嘛，需不需要？
已经说了。
不是，我现在问你的问题就是说，如果有人反对的话，他们是正常的，就是说我跟你讨论一下，不需要
通知，只是通知还是啊？对，你看刚才张老说的说，如果有人反对，然后还是要重新做一个干嘛是吧？
不是，他没说干嘛，所以我要确认
是
不要做
干嘛。就是说，刚才张老讲到，如果有人反对，然后需要表决，服从多数。
对。
那如果这样的话，就不是老师决定。老师决定只是通知，那你反对什么？我只是通知你而已，对吧？这是矛盾的，我觉得从逻辑上是矛盾的，对吧？就比如说我比如说我要结婚啊，举个我要结婚，我只是通知你参加婚礼，我只是通知你一下，但是你不能说你上回哎你不要结婚，这个人不适合跟你，那就我就不是通知你了，是让你要参与表决了。
Their question is when the teacher has decided to give someone a lesson, and he informed all the Sangha about it. And if some bhikkhu who disagree, then they should vote. And I mean they should to discuss and a majority decide. Not only the teacher decide.
Yeah. So the point, all the Sangha has to come out, you see, because if the teacher announces, other monks, they can't understand why. He should give explanation.
So the teacher is the one who to show his opinion.
Opinion, explanation also. Explanation.
Explanation.
He has to call to the samanara in front and tell. And what you are telling in front of the Sangha, what is your view? And the whole all monks should listen. So therefore now, it's not just a private matter. It's not private matter between teacher and samanera. It is like whole Sangha. Because I'm telling you, without informing the whole Sangha, other monks do not know.
Yes.
How they can punish a samanya? It's not a private matter. It's the whole sangha has to be informed. The whole sangha has to take decision. So if one monk disagrees, of course they have to ask him why you disagree. We tell you opinion. Maybe he is all wrong view. He also.
支持他的邪见的一个人也会
啊。
But if the monastery only maybe three bhikkhu and one samanera, or only one bhikkhu and one samanera?
Yeah, why? Three bhikkhu is no problem. They can decide, no?
Uh-huh.
But here, sangha does not mean it should be only four bhikkhus. That's called even three monks, they can expel the samana. They can punish him.
Okay.
They can punish him, no problem. This is a punishment. The samana is not another bhikkhu, of course. If they want to punish another bhikkhu, there is a called big vinayaka. They have to be 4 months. But here, this 3 months is okay.
OK，不需要改。那个，再翻译一下吧。就是说，那个，长老再次那个解释一下那个整个的标准程序，就是说，这个导师他，因为他决定要惩罚那个沙门亚的，他会把那个沙门亚带到僧团面前，在僧团面前，然后他会让对他进行问答，说你都做了什么事情。
比如说他说你是不是那个曾经说过一些什么什么怎么样的话，你是不是这么认为一些错见？他说确实是这样。那这个时候僧团里面有谁不同意？他也会面临被那个那个就是那但比较那好像也叫灭命吧，也是。他有那个不同意的比库也会面临灭命。 也会面临那个就是刚才我们提到那个被暂停生权那个情况，因为你支持他的邪见嘛，所以前面他借的一个权利。对，之前那个，你支持他的邪见，那你本人你可能会面临被禁闭。那所以虽然是少数服从多数，但是那个这种情况就是说把事实摆出来，然后解释是为什么我要禁闭。那个通常来讲，导师这么做的话，也是说有原因的。 所以那个导师只要这么做了，基本上成功率不会有失败的可能。这个意思。然后那个，当然如果说这个僧团这个寺院，比如说这个三位比丘，一个沙门那他们也可以这样做，不需要说一定的思维。其实这条戒他主动权很严重的，你明白我的意思吧？
导师在一个寺院很高，他如果觉得这个上面人有想法不同，他就直接在会议里面说，我决定处罚这个上面人，其他人不会说什么，处罚他。对啊，
主观性很强的这个。但是要依法还是？还是要在僧团里来做这个事儿。
不是私下里就那个，就是私下里，就是说那个从长老的意思来讲，就是说你三个人、两个人，比如说你这寺院很小，你就两个比库那个一个沙门那，你也是能灭命他的，也是可以处罚的。那处罚他没有问题的。但是那个虽然惩罚他没有问题，但是那个这是寺院比较小的情况。
这个权力是没有问题的，但是在大的寺院，比如100位比库，你如果就两个人去惩罚他，你起不到惩罚的效果来。你虽然你有这个权力，你说我不需要通知什么通团，但是你做到的效果是很微弱的。
对，
你要让这个效果好的话，那你就
全部大伙都知道。我们就是说，这个同时整个僧团在僧团中做这个并不是必要的程序。
只是导师一个人做就可以了，他通知不通知，他通知只是为了让别人知道，不跟他一起共住，然后不犯戒而已。对，必须要通知。对，在故事里面说必须要通知。必须要通知是比较必须的，因为你不通知的话，其他人都不知道。其他人不知道是不犯，但是故事里面说要通知。
对。
还是要通知。
那This Vinaya Kama is called Apalokana Kama. Okay? Apalokana Kama.
Apalokata. Apalokata.
还是有Kama。还是有Kama的。刚才那个叫Apalokata。Apalokata.
Permission. Apalokata means permission.
Oh, permission.
Now, he had said that this is a sentence. They tell like that. The Sangha has to be informed. Okay? Sangam Bande Puchami.
Okay,
Sangam Bande Puchami. Ayan Itanamu Samanero. And so forth. Buddhase Damase Sangase Avana Vati Michaditiko. Yan Anya Samanera Labanti. Dirata Tiratan Pikuhi Sadin Sahaseyan. Tasa Alabaya Nisarana Ruchati Sangasati. So therefore, now about Dirata Tirata, 3 nights. But other bhikkhus, other samanas, they get 3 nights.
Now this samanya can't get this three nights.
Yes.
Tutiyambi tatiyambi bande sangat pacha. Tutiyambi, tutiyambi tatiyambi. Three times. It's a palokana kama. Okay, this is specially for kandaka samanya. Okay. This is called now a palokana kama kata. This is in the parivara pari.
Parivara.
A palokana kama.
Has your kama?
Yeah, palokana.
Apalokana.
Apalokana kama.
Okay.
Parivara Pali, Parivara Pali, commentary. But we have Parivara Pali, this is Parivara Pali.
Parivara, Fusuiva.
Parivara. Last book of Vinaya Bidaka.
Fusui. It's in the Parivara
Pali. It's called Kamavaga. Kamavagu. Last chapter.
Last chapter.
It's Kamavaga.
Kamavaga.
About Kamavaga means Kamami, Vinaya Kama.
Yeah. Fusui li mian de na ge Gamma pin. Di wu pin, ran hou Gamma pin.
I think we explained about the upper. There are four Kamas. Or four Vinaya Kamas.
This
Apalokana Kama, Nyati Kama, Nyati Kupe Kama, Nyati Chatute Kama. We explain this.
What kind of, in these four kinds of, this Kama is what kind of?
Which one?
Apalokana Kama.
First one.
囚禁伽玛，应该是不算决议。有，囚禁伽玛里面有五种面，结膜、卧病、去病、解罪、剃发事项。
第几个表？
我看第几页吧。60页。
不是，我这页码跟你不一样，你就说第几个表附近呗。
它上面报
别的
表附近，我看一下。
那如果这么说的话，囚禁伽玛确实
表71下面，
就是不需要那什么，不需要那个，就是不像其他那几种是提议，然后再大家同意吗？这样，就是可能不属于是不需要表决吧。
Yeah, it does not sell, but the commentary explains. The commentary, Parivara commentary explains all these things. Tells Palokana Kama, Kantaka Samanera.
Kantaka
Kamanasana. This is called Nisarana. Nisarana. Vinaya.
Okay.
Yeah, it says Apalokana Kama. It is Osarana, Nisarana, Pandukama, Brahmadanda, five.
This is 五种，你刚才你说那五种。
前面。
No, it is for Kandaka Samadhi is Nisarana. Nisarana.
Yes.
To expel. To expel him, to put him aside, to prevent him. Therefore, this is. Kandaka Samadhana, Nisarana.
This
is how they should recite. Sangam Bandhi Puchami. This is how it is.
Chodin Gamma is 一次动意三次宣告吗?
That's 白次 Gamma.
那Chodin Gamma是
Chodin Gamma.
一次宣告一次动意啊。
那是白二 Gamma应该是。
到底这么囚听算什么？
囚听就是直接宣告，没有。
囚听直接宣告。
直接宣告。
我看看啊，囚听伽玛囚虚啊，囚听伽玛是那个，这个是囚虚可。我这怎么写的囚虚可？如求僧团许可，剃度沙维拉。
不对啊，它上面有个英文是 done after requesting three times the consent of you。Unity 的 Sangha 就是说三次的要求算求听干嘛？还求听结膜？就三次，就我说三次，你们同意，默然就算同意了，默然大家反对就再短决。 他只有三次宣告有功，只有宣告没有动议。求听干嘛的意思？
求听干嘛？
就念三遍，
对吧？是不是这个意思？因为他没解注解释。
我们另外再回来再大家解释这个。
OK，finish，finish。就说还是有干嘛？我前面问了，还是要有干嘛？
嗯。
Okay. No problem.
Maybe they come back and discussing about the karma.
Avalokana karma is not because I told you, no, those days we explained.
Yes.
Four vinaya karma.
Yes.
Avalokana karma, nyati karma.
Yes.
Nyati tuti karma, nyati chatuta karma.
Yes.
Upasambada, upasambada is nyati chatuta karma.
Yes.
Sima, to appoint the sima, nyati chatuta karma. I call others, for example, they have only nyati. Patimokkha.
Oh, nyati.
Only nyati.
Dongyi, just dongyi.
Only one nyati. Patimokkha. Patimokkha,
yes, one time.
Only nyati.
One nyati.
Then we did not explain about Apalokanagama. Do not explain, but we have mentioned.
Mentioned
me, we already said. Yes. Said four.
Three times?
Four.
Four?
Yes, we only explained about Sima. We explained about four vinaya karmas. Apalokana, nyati kama, nyati tuta kama, nyati chatuta kama.
We explained those things.
But we did not explain about apalokana. We did not explain apalokana. Today, because of Kandaka Samanera, I tell you, this is how to do it.
Okay?
Kandaka Samanera.
我当时做的笔记是无需在现场做，只要在寺院范围内做就可以。
对，这个我知道，但是里面说怎么说呢？是宣告是几次，动议几次都没说，我这个都不知道。
具体的，
当时
没
讲，
没讲，
当时这个具体没讲。
他只说了一个不要在戒场里面做，其他都要戒场里面做呀。
对。
OK， 一个问题牵这么多问题，到最后。
Sadhu, 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 Sadhu,